Finals Rodeo Report with Derek Barton, made possible by OLS, Orwig's Livestock Supplement. Go to talkrodeo.org for more on the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo, made possible by OLS, Orwig's Livestock Supplement.
This is Steve Orwig of OLS Tubs. I'd like to thank everyone for making us one of the best tub supplement companies in the country. We've been in this business for 30-plus years, giving you a supplement delivery system that allows you to control consumption and inevitably controlling your bottom line. Low intake, big results. We want to make every bite of feed your livestock takes 20 to 30% more digestible. If you have never tried any of our 26 products, let us tell you more by calling us at toll-free 1-877-OLS-TUBS.
Well, we've reached the halfway point here at the National Finals Rodeo, and the average and world standings race are shaping up nicely. Let's go to the bareback riding. In the average, Jess Pope leads the way. He's followed then by R.C. Lanningham. Third is Tim O'Connell, and fourth is Cole Reiner. In the world standings, Jess Pope still number one, Cole Reiner number two, and number three, R.C. Lanningham has now moved up into the number three spot. In the aggregate for the steer wrestling, Kyle Irwin leads away, number two, Rowdy Parrott, Jess Brown number three, and Tyler Wagisback number four. For the world standings race, Stetson Jorgensen still number one, and he is in sixth place in the average. Number two in the world standings, Will Lummis, number three, Hunter Cure. Fourth is going to be Tyler Wagisback. For the team roping, in the aggregate, Tanner Tomlinson and Patrick Smith, number one, Coleman Proctor and Logan Medlin are number two, and number three, Andrew Warden, Buddy Hawkins is second. For the world standings, it is still Caleb Driggers and Junior Negata at the number one spot. They are fifth in the average. Number two in the world standings for the head and side things is Billings, Montana's Clay Tryon. And then number three on the head and side of thing is Tanner Tomlinson. For the heelers, Patrick Smith is number two in the world standings, and number three is Buddy Hawkins. Saddle Bronc riding, Zeke Thurston, number one in the aggregate. Lefty Holman, number two, and number three is Stetson Wright. Sage Newman still leads the world standings, but he is down at 12th in the average. Lefty Holman at number two, and Stetson Wright is at number three for the race for the gold buckle. In the tie down rope in, Caleb Schmidt still leads the aggregate. Haven Medjid for Miles City, Montana at number two. Riley Webb now jumps up to number three. In the world standing, Caleb Schmidt number one, number two, Shad Mayfield, but he's down in the average. Number three is John Douch, but he's also down in the average. And number four is Haven Medjid. For the WPRA barrel race in, Lisa Lockhart, number one, Jordan Briggs, number two. Number three is Margot Crowther. And number four, Wenda Johnson. In the world standings race, Haley Kinzel has moved ahead of Jordan Briggs. Jordan Briggs is number two. Number three is Wenda Johnson. And Lisa Lockhart has jumped all the way up to fourth in the world standings race. And in the bull riding, no big surprise here. Stetson Wright, number one in the average. Josh Frost, number two. And Trey Kimsey now moves up to number three. For the world standings race, Stetson Wright commanding lead over the rest of the field at number one. Josh Frost at number two, and Jeff Askey at number three. Well, round number six comes up on Tuesday night. We'll keep you updated on this all-important average and also the world standings race right here on Talk Rodeo.
Go to talkrodeo.org for more on the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo, made possible by OLS, Orwig's Livestock Supplement.